Okay? Or another way to knock out that gzeira, because it's only a gzeira lechatchila, and here it sounds like it's going to be also b'diyevin. Why? Gzeira dilma also lememibu b'mino, it sounds going to be also even b'diyevin. So we went through the, just reviewed briefly the Tosfos Omar Rav, which we spoke about at some length yesterday. And again, if you look at the Yaakov Mefarshim and the Ram, you see a couple of points that we just didn't go over right now. We went over yesterday. Number two, yesterday's discussion was the next Tosfos. Again, Tosfos has an important question about another topic. What's that? The Gemara had suggested here, why must you smash these pots? Save till after Pesach, and use them Shalom Amino. Because after all, Rav agrees, Shalom is Mala, Shalom Amino is Mutter, then the Mefarshim and Gemara, and have Chav Tesim and Beis. Frek Tosfos Akasha, Ein Mevatlin Issa Lechatchila. Applies even to the Rabbonots. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos gives two answers again. Tosfos gave two answers in the previous Tosfos, and he gave two answers in this Tosfos. What are the two answers over here? The first answer is, there's Tarta L'Tivusa, number one, Nos and Tam L'Tzav. Number two, Masha Shalom Amina, that kind of a case, Ein Mevatlin Issa Lechatchila. Fine. This is answer number one. Answer number two, the Ri says, no, it's not a Chatchila, it's B'diyevet. It's B'diyevet. Why is it considered B'diyevet? Because otherwise you have to smash the dishes. Now, if it's true that just in the previous Tosis, we said it really was not a matter of B'diyevet. It's really thinking of what we call L'Chatchila. As the Ran pointed out, the Ran said, you have cases where you have to smash your kli cheres that you salted the meat in because it's absorbed with blood, smash it. We should be mekel b'diyevet. No, it's not considered to be l'chatchila. So what is it, Rabbi Osai? Is our case l'chatchila or is it b'diyevet? It all depends how you look at it. From the perspective of the food, it's l'chatchila. Don't do it. From the perspective of the kli, it's b'diyevet. If you don't use it, you're going to throw out the garbage. You have to smash it. So how should you approach it? How should you approach it? So the simple pshat is as follows. Because Tosfos does ask this question. We read Tosfos Lashon. The last line is Tosfos Vashinu. The Afa Gav, let's read together. The Indian Easter Kedera Shein Bas Yoma Asminila Afa Pishen Atakona, and we consider it to be the Chatchila. Says Tosfos, Mishim Dehosa Bola Easter Harbe. We'll get to that later. Tosfos is quite hard to understand. What's he driving at? I think the pshat is as follows. If it's bolea iser harbe, Rabbi Osai, what we're saying is there's no bittul. It's gzeira eina ben yomo, otu ben yomo, and we make no distinctions whether it's a metal cleaver which you can take care of with kashering. Whereas a cheres kli which has no takana, it's viewed as a lechatchila. Don't cook with a kli which is eina ben yoma. In some of those kelim, you have to smash it. Too bad. That's not our concern. Our concern is to create a din lechatchila. Don't use a kli eina ben yoma. It applies to cheres. It applies to metal. It applies to everything. Some cases you have an opportunity to get out of the problem by kashering it. Others you don't. It's cheres. That's not our business. We view it as a lechatchila. That's a case that's called Bola Easter Harbe. Fine. So therefore we tell you, don't you dare use it. Psst. If you use it, the food is kosher. Because they're ben yoma. Okay? But don't use it. Don't use it. We call it lechatchil. Fine. When it comes to a Masha Shalom B'mino, right, and in the Gemara's Kasha, is a bittul. So we're going to consider it a dinner b'diyevin with respect to Cheres. We're going to say, it's a b'diyevin, because this is an issue of a masha shalom b'mino, so b'diyevin, we should allow you to shalom b'mino. So the Gemara gave an answer, no. Post Gemara's answer, no, it's a gzeira over here. Back to the Gemara. Ulevu shalom b'mino, gzeira, film also the mevel b'mino, and quote him, mino to mashu, and therefore it would be bad. Adka. So Rabbi Osai, these are now two answers so far in Tosfos. Again, we had two answers in the previous Tosfos, today, Kasha, about Nos Tam Lugav. And the two answers to this Tosfos, but in about Nisla Chatchila. Let's now turn again to the Ran, and some of you spoke about this yesterday. Just again a little Chazara, the Ran Rabbeinu Peretz from yesterday's Shia. Let's repeat the question. The question is, why are we, is the Gemara asking a question that you should be allowed to use the Kli Shalom Amina? What happened in about the Nisr Lechatchila? So Tosfos gave two answers, and the Ran asks exactly the same question. It's the it's page Chav Aleph, the last line, and it's Teres on page Chav Beis. What does he say? Chav Beis, the top of page Chav Beis in our print, it's Daf Ches in the old Gemaras. So what does he say? Evshet the bechametz vechayotzi bo dechi yishtamish behet teiro yishtamish vahash to lesa li sura be'enei hekilu levatel lechatchil. What does it mean? There is no issa. There is no issa. There is no such issa. There's no issa. It's heter. You can't say mevat nisa lechatchila when it's considered to be in the category of heter. A chiddush. Okay. It's a chiddush. When you use it, originally was beheter, and now it's not around, it's absorbed in the kli. You never in your life saw issa that they could see. You, Rabbi said, there's no one in the world ever saw issa here. Because when you saw it, it was chametz before Pesach, had the gama, we're all eating it. Now it became usher, it's absorbed in the kli, it's invisible. So if there's no visible issa, we do not apply the principle. We're going to read the Ramban soon. We'll see what he adds to this. Then the fourth answer, which is Rabbeinu Peretz. Again, most of you have Rabbeinu Peretz. Take a look, please. A very important answer, which is very far-reaching consequences, Rabbeinu Peretz gives. For those who have it, it is on page Yud Zayin. He gives Tosfos' two answers. It's on the three paragraphs in a row. On column 4, I forgot to begin to Umikomako. It's the middle one, halfway down. O Yeshloma. The line starts the word Yeshloma, Yud Lama. The whole Dawe Mabat Nisal Chatchila Hainu. Dafka bin Iskaven Lehonos Mino Yisr. Avalon Iskaven Lehonos Mino Yisr. Mivatlin. You know what's going on? That the only time is an Isr. Mabat Nisal Chatchila, if you have Kavana to be Tavana. From the Issa, which is Mevatel. What kind of Kavana? Either qualitative, quantitative, whatever it may be. But if you have no Kavana whatsoever, to have enough from the Issa, there's no, they never prohibited the Mevatel Islat Chil. How do you know? The Lotte Machi, Hechi Magilinon Kli Shu Ben Yomo, Betov Kli Godel, Shesh Poshishim Lulus, we'll see this later, the details. Hobolea Isur Bemaya, the Magalinibu, Vechozer Isur Shabemaya, but also Tan Lakli. The positive taste goes in from the pot to the water back to the pot. Nonetheless, we do our gola. What happened about bitlis of the chatchila? Must be lo niskaver lehonos. Here too, lo niskaver lehonos. This is Rabbeinu Peretz's fourth answer to the question of a mevat and iser lechatchila. Now, if you look in the Yalkut Mefarshim on the Ran, talks about this as well. As most of you have it, it's worthwhile looking inside. It's again the Yalkut Mefarshim on the Ran. Please turn. If you don't have it, you can call your neighbor. The Yalkut Mefarshim on the Ran. Take a look at the very end. It's the very last piece on what they call the Amud Chof Aleph. Page Pei Zayin, column 2, halfway down. It's Gamesh La'ayin, the last four lines. For the Kaim of Yerodeyasim in Pei Zayin, V'gam B'tur Arachayin Hilkos Pesach Simen Tov Nun Gimel, V'im Ein Kavanosa Levatel, Mutu Levatel, Halo Gam Kan, Ein Kavanosa Levatel. He didn't have Rabbeinu Peretz. He said it on his own. The same answer. Except he based it on two later sources, a Tur and a Shulchan Aruch. Where is it in Tur? Where is it in Shulchan Aruch? So if you have your Mishnah Brura, I can show it to you where in the Tur. We don't have the Tur proper, but Mishnah Brura, Tof Nun Gimel, Turn to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat L'Chaf. Tav Nun Gimel, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat L'Chaf. See what he's referring to. Sifkat L'Chaf says as follows. There's not 60 times as much kosher the Pesach grain as there is not kosher the Pesach grain. Yes, I'm with a small chav tesis. Shemutal lahosim aleim al chidim kshem to levatan b'shishim ulatachnan kodem Pesach. That famous Shuma Serana we spoke about. Lo mikri zem avad lisa lachatchila shasur. Why? What reason is he given? Kevin should call him Pesach v'adayin lo yigiyaz man yisura. That's the Shuma Serah. Others disagree. But who about our consideration? So if you look in the foot in the Shar Tzion, Rabbo Sai, Sivkot and Lamed, he quotes the Torah b'simazek shekosa, Kevin she'eno miskavein. Here we go. Kevin she'eno miskavein. So the Svar, which we just said now, we saw quoted in the Yalkut Mefarshim, he's quoting from the Torah, who's referred to here in the Shaar HaTzion, Simen Tav Nun Gimel, Sifkot and Lamed. If you want to look it up in his other source, Yerodeya Simen Pei Zayin, you'll find it in the Pisrei Tshuva at the beginning of Sifkot and Yud Tes. There he quotes the Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eger, middle of a long Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eger, Reish Zayin, he throws in this Svar as well, Ein of Iskaven, there's no violation of Im Avatnen Isra L'chatchim. Good, so far so good. What? Yes, sir. Okay. What's most problematic about this Tosis is just sort of glossed over, which, let's go back, read the line of Tosis, then we're going to go to the Ran, and see what we quotes. Rabosai, the, yes?
I mean, given that Tosfos, I mean, I guess maybe this is the nuclear group's point, but given that we have Tosfos Bain of Paris who gives this far up, the answer to Pashkin, and Tosfos doesn't, so presumably,
Tosis wouldn't accept it.
Yeah,
you're right.
And therefore, this would be a kashya on the
Shimon and Rebbe Akiva Eger. They're caught. It's a matter of dispute. It's different opinions. Rebbe Osai, Tosis made an assumption, which we have difficulty proving. The Gemara seems to assume it's a Gemara. The Gemara assumes there's no Nesinas Tam over here, that there is not enough taste in the pot to contribute taste into the food which is being cooked after Pesach. And the question becomes, well, how do we know this? Tosfos just assumes it. Tosfos assumes it as a davar pashut. Okay? The first line of Tosfos. Teima l'ri. Nay, the sviul on the time of the chametz b'kedera choshev mashu. Why? Why? There's a statement of fact that frankly bothers me. How do you know these facts are true? We're told to say, She'ein regilin l'shtamish harbe biyach. I don't know. My house is not that way. My house, they can take a pot of noodles, a big pot of noodles, and then l'shtamish harbe chometz in one shot. Why are they didn't make noodles in those days? I don't know. They didn't cook up oatmeal? Yeah, come on. What does this mean? You're not using the chametz, the pot for a lot of chametz at once. Who said so? I mean, I can't blame Tosis. The Gemara is assuming that there's no Nesinas Tam. Just want to show you the Ran for a second. We basically says exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Take a look, please. Exactly the same thing. And he refers it to a Ramban. That's what I'm driving at, really. Refers it to a Ramban. This is a Ran at the end of page Chof Aleph in our print. Again, Zayin Amud Beis, I think, in the old print. He asks the question, "Who parchinon?" He says, "Man lemolan shlo yeh b'tikdosa k'day l'itin tam ha'kaymolan." Parenthesis Chulin Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. The Mekulei Misharinon. You have to count the entire thickness of the pot, its volume, through Archimedes' principle, water displacement, and you need 60 times that. How can it be? From my nishrik tvei kederas bepesel v'kederas shenitzbal shem shar yisurim, I mean, it says in Chun Tzadi Zayin, Kedeira Shebishel Babasar, Lo Yavashel Ba Cholav, V'bishel Benos and Tam. Who remembers what the Ritva said about this? From yesterday, Shia. Who could forget? What did the Ritva say, quoting his Rebbe, there are? How many dishes did he have in his house?
Only when it's a Ben-Yomo.
Yeah, he had a one set of dishes. Because he said it's only if it's a Ben Yomo. Rebbetzin Ra'ah would make sure to keep the flaky dishes dormant for 24 hours and use them for milchix. Pilei ploim, based on this line in the Gemara. And based on our entire sugya. And the Ritva argued with the Rebbe, the Ra'ah would not give in. He did it himself in his own house. That was yesterday, we saw on the screen. Shouldn't forget their excitement from yesterday. Pretty excited. So, back over here. So, Tirtzu Tosfos, the Tam Chometz B'Kederos I Efshe Sheyovo Denesinas Tam. Why? Shestam Kederos E Meshtamishen B'Hem Harbetar. Again, he backs the table and says the same thing again. I don't know. I wouldn't have said it. Would you say it? I wouldn't have said it on my own. But Tosis did. They had no so. For Ramban Zal Herich Betirut Kush Yizuk Likutov V'Yitzorech Elikamoshe Kosav. The Ramban is bothered by this question, and he gives different answers. How do you know? So now, before we go and answer what the Ramban said, I want to show you the Yalkut Meforshim, which is also important. Since we have it, it's worthwhile seeing inside. Please turn the Yalta if you don't mind. The Yalta Mefarshim. It's the next to the last piece. And then again, it's in page Pei Zayin, column 3, the first new paragraph. He quotes the Ran. It's impossible in the Sinas Tav. So he asks the question. The Ran earlier said that maybe Chometz B'Pesach is not B'mashu Halacha L'maisa. Only Benos and Tav. We don't follow the Rav. Im Kain, Gam B'Pesach Yerashar L'Vashel B'Kederis Kemen Den Mevat Av Isla Chathila Lo Shang Lo Shekos Av Aran B'Saluch Ugzei Ra'atu Mino Lo Svir Le L'Shmua. Think about Rav. But Shmuel denies that Chavtesim and Beis Ugzei Ra'atu Mino Havo L'Shmuel B'Pesach Kimol Rav Achar Pesach. So the question becomes, why did Shmuel say you can use it after Pesach, and you can use it on Pesach? What is the answer? So Achloma Gamken the Bekderos Shchiach Goza Gam Shmuel. Even Shmuel agrees for the use of Kederos, there is a Gzeira. You find a similar idea as expressed by the Yalkut Mefarshim. It's found over here. Dilma Osa the Mevad Bemino says Tosfos, a small one line Tosfos. Lielo Gaza Shlabimino Adomino after Pesach. Why? Tolo Shkiach Shisav the Chametz. It's an unusual situation. A Chametz gets mixed with other foods. Avalacha Lahatu Levashel Ben Hikal Lemigzar. It's very common. It's very common. The Gzair is made. It's exactly the same answer the Yalkut says in the back. Fine. But once we're in the Yalkut, I want to share something which is very, very important. The Yalkut, in the very next piece, let's read together. Mikan yesh la'ayin al mashapasik b'shulchan aruch yeredeyim. End of Siman Tzadi Tes, Tzadi Makaros. And Sim Kukha Beisvei, also the Mar Makaros. What does it say there? Kli shenishtamish bo b'shefa heter. V'nivlo shal ma'at iser. V'mutal ishtamish. What does that mean? For me, there's a small amount of iser. So you're going to invariably, the amount of heter you're going to use is going to be 60 times the amount of iser. Says the Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the Rashba, it's permissible. The imkain lo yekosha kusha saran. What does that mean? There's no iser in about this of the chatchila because it's going to be shishim every time. Rabosai, this is not the way we're used to thinking. You and I are used to thinking. And Mavadis Lachatchila, you're a bum. You're a bum, a bum. The Torah creates an Isser. You're trying to outsmart the Torah. The Torah is a Dover Osser. You're trying to outsmart the Torah. Maybe Mavadis the Isser. Right? That's how we usually think. No, said the Rashba. And Ravat Mitzvah Chatzchila is much more functional. It's functional, it's practical. You may make a mistake and you will not succeed in the 60-to-1 ratio and you won't realize it. It's going to be a major problem. That's the pshat. No. If that's the pshat, then it would only apply when sometimes Rabosai, when you use this pot, the amount of food in the pot will be 60 times whatever is absorbed, and sometimes it won't. So they made an exam in each and every case, and Mavadis Lechatchila, lest you use it in a manner where there'll be no bitul b'shishim. But over here, in our sugya, it's always bitul b'shishim, Tosa says. It's only a small amount of chametz that's ever used in a pot. If that's the case, so what's the Ran's kasha? What's going on? When you fill up the pot with water or whatever, chicken soup, etc. In Cain, Havla, the Gemara, the Taretz, Dilmi, Yishtamish, Be'ofen, Shaloyim, Boshishim, Mitzorachim. So he says that this discussion in the Rishonim is against that Din Shulchan Aruch, which is based upon a Rashba in the Torah Sabayis. Fine. This is his question. I have a simple answer. And the answer is as follows. What did the Gemara ask? Let's go back to the Gemara. Go away from the Mialta and back to the Gemara. The Gemara asked the following question, Rabosai, Omarab, from the beginning of the Sugya, from the top. There's a Pesach Yishaveru, Frankly, Mavamai, Vishinu Achara Pesach, Velevet Bu Shlom Amina. Answer the Gemara. Zera Dilma also the Mavibu Amina. The Gemara and the Kasha didn't know about this. Only at the end, they discovered it. Gzeira Otu Bimino. In my humble opinion, that is true, that the Gemara didn't realize this, only with respect to the fundamental issue in the sugya, which is, can you use this pot? Is there a problem? Is going to cause... Tam Shal Isra at the end of the day, Asa the food, things of this nature. So here the Gemara didn't realize yet a Gzeira of what? Of Eino Mino, Otu Mino. Rabosai! With respect to Mevat Nisal Chatchila, which exists in each and every case, except for a case in which, as the Rashi explains from the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, a case in which it's absolutely impossible in the normal conditions to create a halachic problem. For that, didn't the Rashi, the Gemara knew from the very beginning that there's going to be a problem of Eino Mino or Tumino. Because the only time it's mutter, if it's inconceivable, to ever come a day time Isur. Remember, Rabosei, Halacha L'Maaseh, we don't paskin b'mashu. We paskin min b'mino midoraisis b'botel b'rov, and only midrabanan you require shishim. So therefore, there's never a case, Mino Olav Mino, which is Osir if it's less than Shishim. So therefore, for us, as long as it's Dakar, the Shtamash, or Beshefa, there's never going to be a problem. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's going to be head to gum. You can use it as is. But, the Gemara here is discussing, according to an opinion which maintains that Min Bimino is Bimashu, Rav Shita. So of course, the Gemara knew for a fact that what the Shulchan Aruch says has no connection, living or dead, to this sugya. Because what the Shulchan Aruch says is working with an assumption that nothing ever asks if it's less than 160. So therefore, if you're always going to use a pot, when it's always going to be more than 160, more than 60 times as much food in the pot as there is absorbed in the pot, it'll never ever come in the years, it's inconceivable. So therefore, you might as well use the pot. That's the Rashba's Chiddush. But the Rashba is chiddush by definition, as quoted in Shulchan Aruch, cannot be true within our Gemara. Because our Gemara goes according to Rav, and Rav holds, b'minos, b'mashu. So therefore, the Yalkut's question is no question. Of course, this Gemara is against that din of Shulchan Aruch. This Gemara goes with the mandama of b'minos, b'mashu. So of course, there's always going to be a problem, lest you cook this pot, there'll be a mashu is going to come in b'mino. But halacha l'maisa, we pass it against Rav. We pass in Shulchan Aruch that min b'mino is b'shishim b'drabbanan and anything less than shishim is going to be mutter mina olah b'mino. Only then can you talk about the possibility of what we call klisha daglish tamash b'shefa as overcoming the problem, which is a functional problem, not a somehow theological problem, and therefore, if it's dark of a shefa, it might still be mutter. I'm answering the question of the Yalkut Mefarshim over here. I think it's a good answer. Although, there are those who argue with the Rashba. The Taz there quotes it if it's on the Maram HaKomas, an opinion which disagrees with the Rashba. But, even the Machmirim agree that the Rashba is correct. The Kli Shedarko Lishtamash B'Shefa is mutter. If, Rav Osai, it's Eino Ben Yomo. If it's no Sintan Lefgam. You look up that Taz I answered to see, you'll see it. Rav Osai, you think about it for a minute. It's Mefurish and Al-Gavar. According to the first Teretz and Tosis. That's exactly what Tosis is saying. What's the first Teretz and Tosis? What'd they say? They say, Ho Vikatarti the Tivusa, Shu no Sintan Lefgam. So it's in effect a kind of a cliche darkish tamish of Sheva. It's mutta by no stand of God. But it wouldn't be mutta by a ben yomo. So with the Taz is tzak and mefurish and autosis. Wow. Okay. What did the Ramban say? The Ramban has all kinds of things to say, but of course we understand very well that the Ran just referred to them and he said, it's not necessary. Can we get the Ramban on? Not necessary, because after all, we have this assumption, which he makes, I don't know where he got it from, that the pot that you use for, thank you, the pot that you use for the pot that we use for chametz, we don't use so much chametz. Again, I don't understand where in heaven's name, both the Tosis and the Ran, I mean the Ran is quote Tosis, comes up with this fact. Isn't it against what you, I'm going to ask you a question. Rabbi say, who has a chametz stick of pot in this house? Raise your hand. Who uses it for a lot of chametz? So what's going on here? What's happening? There are different cooking. The Susie Fishbein of the medieval period did not advocate to use a pot to cook chametz. I'm sure you know that name. Most popular author in the whole Art Scroll series. More than Rashi. More than God. I mean, I'm sorry. That was a chumash. I think this is sold more than the chumash. Yeah, I started saying it. What the world's coming to. But in a more serious vein, maybe you should call her up, find out. She should go on your website, find out how they used to cook, all the cooking practices of the medieval period. What do you mean? They don't use chametz harbe in a pot. What are you talking about? I'm asking you. They didn't have what we call now. Like, they had daisa. We know that lashon from the Gemara. What is daisa? It's like a kind of an oatmeal. It's a grain product that you cook in a pot, and there seems to be a lot of it. Have you heard Rambam?
Yeah. Was there a mouthful?
There's only one Rambam, and that was Sugi. That's it. First line.
Oh, okay.
The first line talks about. Yeah, no, fantastic. He got it on the first try on the first line. Let's read together. Rambam asks this question. Hukshabakan. Miyema dahabi mashu. Okay. And he throws in the other question. Okay, so that's a second question. Let's go back to the first question. The an incredible pshat. We have to have a resident goy. Well, they have to have a lot of livens in those days. Have a livin. Nine have to have a livin guy. She should be trained in cooking. Unfortunately, many people the guy have a cooking their food all the time. It's a pishul akam shalom. We're not going into all those details, but there are people. The women go to work, and who cooks up every day? The guy, ma'isim b'chol yom. Thousands upon thousands of Jewish homes here in this metropolitan area. I'm not discussing other parts of the world. Here. Yes. I'll get started about this. Okay. So this woman is a kfela, a professional cook also. V'les v'unos entam lishteru v'amai yishaveru hatarachosa mamona she Yisrael. Why should we break it? Have the non-Jewish person right there. You'll cook it in after Pesach. And you'll see If it tastes it, you throw it out. If not, you can eat it. Don't throw it out. You give it to the guy. And she has an again, but double to say that what? That it does taste, and she gets it. But she says it doesn't taste, she's going against her own interest. She wants to tell the truth. A little extra twist. Okay? Yeah? The Eino Mischave Becholei Slatimo the Kfeila. Come on. The Osibul Dei Takola. Every single time he uses pot until Mashiach comes, you're going to have a Kfeila around. Ulehatim the Kfeila Parmishona Vishlonochesh Lood, because the first time it doesn't taste. He Emsher. Dilma Polit Bechadzim the Tvei. Maybe the second time it'll spit out more chametz taste than the first time. O shatav shalachon muad minarishin. V'tamis nikabay olsem. You could more the first time than the second time. Okay, so he doesn't like it. He suggests an answer, doesn't like it so much. What is the answer now? Avieshlam shekliheres afalpi shein yotzi miday dofio liolam. It's the Gemara Amud Beis. Davabaru shem adam madicho yafe umekarker v'shotfo b'chamin. Umaflito yofe lo yishar b'kedenosin tam. Rabosai, our Gemara says you cannot kasher earthenware. Doesn't mean that everything gets left inside. It means something is going to get left inside. A very small amount. The Ramban claims that the very small amount that's left behind is less than the sinas tam. It's a merit de gechidish. If I take a kli cheres, and I kasher it in boiling water, and I use it for kosher food, the food's going to be kosher. But don't we learn you can't kasher earthenware? Sure, you're not allowed to kasher earthenware. But if you do it according to the Slan and the Ramban, so you've knocked out most of the absorption of the tray. Whatever's left behind is going to be bottled b'shishim, and the food that you're going to cook in the second time. What a whopper, chiddush, and a cooler. Amazing. Ulahachi makshi, amayi shaveru, for yochol ha'asholson, ulataran yofa, umutaran shlobamino, to mistama lohavi bahu, nosan tam liolam. Wow. Isn't that an amazing pshat? Amazing, absolutely amazing pshat. Amazing, incredible pshat. So it's this pshat that the Ran said is wrong, we don't need this pshat, we at least assume it's mashu. Why assume it's mashu? The Ramban's bothered by the first question. The second question. No. Kema the lesser the Yisura be'enei mevapen. Where do we see that? So in the Ran, right? The Ran said so, yes?
He also mentioned that it was Natera Ba. The Ran.
Yeah, we'll come to that. It's the next line of the Ramban. But then the Ramban is an interesting proof which I question. Damila by Darmina b'mesechas beitza. Dalam and beitz. Who learned beitza? Whoever learned beitza? Who learned beitza? No one ever learned? They're in denial. Okay. Hani mina the Yisura be'enei. Aval hochla mikla koli Yisura. The Yisura gets burnt up completely. To me, that's not a good precedent for our discussion. They're talking about wood, it gets burnt up completely. Here, the Yisura doesn't get burnt up completely. The Yisura ends up, in its absorption form, falling into the kosher food. So I'd like you to look up Beis HaDavdal, see if you think it's a proper precedent for this chiddush. I'm not saying the chiddush is clearly incorrect. The Ran said it without a riot. The Ramban's riot troubles me. If you look up the Gemara, I'll just show you where it is. You want to look it up at your convenience. It's a Gemara on Beitza, Dav Dalet Amud Beis. Here we go. Beitza Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Hey, Mabal Nisa Lechatchila. Or it says, "Hacha mikla kali isura." What's the case we're talking about? The case that Tosis quoted: "Eitzim shenashim in adek l'tochatanur." So at the end of the day, Rabosai, the wood is completely burned up. Over here, the taste of it's not burned up; it goes into the kosher food. I don't see it as a perfect comparison. Okay, Rabban said, "You said the Ran said a terrible, right?"
Yeah.
Next line. Miyum mistabed hanimida bisman dechi yishtamishbu lav bi yisura shtamishbu. The kevah de mei kore het teira havi b'sof het teira havi. What means b'sof het teira havi? It starts off as heter before Pesach. At the end, there's nothing there. Just in the pot. Havi lav avatel iser lechatchil havi. There is no real iser.
Frank the Rambam, this is fascinating. V'ha'ad d'kasa rachmana b'nosu klicheras v'shtavusha bo yishaver. This is such an important pasuk, Rav Osef, it is daf. That's such a critical, critical pasuk. You all know the pasuk? The pasuk says, if you have a klicheras, v'shtavusha bo yishaver, by korban chatas. Why, says Rambam? Because it's nosar. After a day, whatever's left in the klicheras is going to be nosar. It's also to hold nosar around. So the question becomes, what's the problem? What's the problem? Just kasher it. And once you kasher it, whatever's left is a small, tiny amount. It will never answer the subsequent pot. He says, the Rambam says, you're right. You're right. And it's no use about Yisrael Tchil either. Why not? Because it started off as heter. When you cooked in the pot, it was heter, a carbon kasher. Later it became nosar, but later on it's not visible. It's exactly our case. So why break the pot? Just use it for subsequently? No. Nesha osir lishoso lo sha osir tam shel acher afilu lechatchilim v'drabonim v'koshkim v'darais. Wow. You have to get rid of every vestige of nosar. That's why you have to break it. Not because if you use it, it's going to make your next pot treif. No. If you use it, whatever you cook later on, you cook potatoes, the potatoes will be kosher. Why the potatoes will be kosher? It says, no, sir. No. You kosher the cheres, most of it comes out into the water and goes to the garbage, into the sewer. Whatever's left will be bottled with shishim and the potatoes. So why do I have to get rid of it? The answer is, it's a separate mandate. Let's eliminate no, sir. But no, sir, you may not have a stroke, we'll get it out of this world. How you do that? You break the pot. Consider it if it's not in this world; it's broken. It's a shard. It's not in the pot anymore. We'll get to that as we go a little bit later. Fine. Biu yishtamish b'kedera b'yisr. As we said, everybody is an isser. Inami kedera shel goyim. Ain't adin as a noach pen. Ela levashel osel lechatchila. It's osur v'im bishel b'no sin tam. You're not cooking it at all. But the Evan knows some time. Teda. Pincha imlach bubistra. There was a certain utensil of cheres that you salted meat, so it absorbed blood. There of Ami Chulun Kufir Aleph. Vitavra. Velo shari leil ishtamush velechatchila. Vasal lab bishim gzeira dilma osu lemevin ush vamina ava. The Rav Ami and Talmina the Rav Yochanan who. Come, I feel the Vamina, but no some time. The Kalan Ali Kama say. Lomatzini mati levashel b'kedera shel goyim lechatchila rabosai. That's what it says. This is the famous Ramban to which the Ran alludes. It's not necessary, but I want you to see it inside. There's so many wampa chidushim over here in this Ramban. So many chidushim. One after another, after another, after another. Wow. Okay. Now rabosai, let us turn our attention to the next Gemara. Right? We'll take a small little break between, just a small little break in the middle of this very complex sugya for a little, I'm going to use the word relief. I don't know if relief is the right word. A little relief, yes.
So according to the Ramban, how many times you have to destroy a klicheres, or if it has nosar or chametz in it, but if it has tarfus in it, a person wouldn't have to get rid of it, they could keep cooking with it?
No. The Ramban is saying, you're asking a good question. The Ramban is saying that on a Me'ikir Adin, if you have a Klicheres, you could get rid of most of the absorption with Hagola and then use it Mino, Loba Mino, no matter what. Is he passing its muta halacha lemaisa? What do you think? Maybe yes. Who thinks the Ramban is passing halacha lemaisa? You can use a kli cheres after kashing without golem. Sounds like he's saying it halacha lemaisa. Sounds like. What do you say? If it's used for treif, no, I take it back. If it's used for treif, the answer is no, you can't. You have to find a case where it's used for kosher.
Why is treif different?
You just said so. A terabola. You need a terabola, because if there was once usur, then it's already aim about this lechatchila, forget about it.
I thought you said no tar was different because it's a special thing to get rid of no sar.
No. Despite the fact that by no sar was a terabola, and then it was also, despite that fact, I do it anyway.
So So either Isur Bala or the
right. So the Maizim is everything that is in the world, right? Except maybe for Chometz, according to one opinion. We don't have Hekmesh anymore nowadays. Chometz. What happened by Chometz? Halacha l'maisa. I'm asking you a question. Sort of Ramban. Halacha l'maisa. I have a Chometz to go Kederas Cheres. Right? So why should I break it? I can hold on to it and use it. As a man, but you can. We pass like Shmuel, you can hold on to it and use it after Pesach, right? What does it say? Shmuel ava lo yishavr, ava mashilach azmano, ava bu, ava mina, ava shalom amina. This is exactly what we do. Even though it had a status of Isra over Pesach, it doesn't matter. Let's quote it. On both sides, a little relief. In the middle of nowhere, the Gemara comes up with a sugya which is discussed at greater length in that Aflam and Vav. I'm not sure if we're going to get to those details, but we'll discuss it at least briefly over here. Topic, I call it on our language, milchik bread. Now, Bose, I'm asking you a question. Is milchik bread kosher or treif? I want a one-word answer.
Treif.
I'm talking about Chol Yisrael. It's called mamash kosher milk.
Also, it's not treif.
What do you mean? It is treif. Can't eat it. It's called treif. But if you can't eat it, we call it treif.
If it gets mixed into a milk, it's tarlo, but we're not going to say it.
So far it sounds like it's trick. Let's take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara is like this. Let's start from let's go straight. Shmuel Amar, Lo Yishavei, Avo Mashilu Le'achaz Mano, V'yavad Behu Bein Bimino, Bein Shalom Bimino. And so we pass in Halacha L'Maisa. We pass in Halacha L'Maisa. You can use it. Let's talk on the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe we'll point at your point. Tof Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph. Let's look there. Tof Nun Aleph. Keep your Mishnah Berurah open here. Tof Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. They said you can keep this clean. Umutal Ashos and Achar Apes. The very first few lines. The Shtamash and Bemino. Bein Shalom Bemino. No problem. It's permitted. It's permitted to use it. Right? Bein Bemino. Bein Shalom Bemino. No problem. It's okay. It's okay. So the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Hay explains, Kloma the Azem Bluo Maharbe Chometz Yevashel BeMachar Pesach Bevare Lo Yia Shishim Kenegda Mutter anyway. Why? Because Chometz after Pesach Me'at Torah is Mutter. It's a Knas. Whatever you were over by your own. Lo Kanto Al Chometz Shu Be'Ein Avol Mashal Bluo BeKli. Lo concerts, no bayera. Ulificha, mutter, afilo lechatchil levasha behem achakach. There's no wish to begin with. That's where it's mutter. Wish to begin with. So we cannot demonstrate your point that the Ramban is right on local lemaisa because there's no case. Kotchim we don't have. Chometz is mutter, and there's no gzera in the first place. So we can't prove or disprove whether we follow this Ramban on local lemaisa. I don't have a case. Okay, so we saw it over here, Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, this din of Shmuel. Let's go on. We're back to the Gemara. But the Shmuel, the Tameh again, the Shmuel, the Hanuk, the Mizabnik, Kandi. What's not candy? What's candy? Kedero, Siachar, Pesach. There were those who were selling new pot after Pesach. Ashvu, Zvini, Akandichi. Rashi. Al Talu, the man, Yosim, Yishavin. You better make sure to level the price of your new earthenware pots. Velo, and if you will not lower the price, Darshina Lechuk Rab Shimon Rashi, the Mutaro Sakadera Sayashana Sakha Pesach. It's a threat. Today they probably call them newspapers. The rabbi is putting threats on us. Oh, the rabbi is trying to interfere with free trade. And then he doesn't let us price gouge. Who is this rabbi anything he is anyway? Do you imagine the headlines? Frank the Gemara. V'lidushlu. What do you mean he's threatening him? If you're not going to lower the price, I'll pass like Rav Shimon. What do you mean? The Shmuel Rav Shimon Svile. He should have told people you don't have to buy a new pot. You're allowed to keep the old pots. Answer the Gemara. Asrei the Rav Ha. It was Rav's town. It was Rav's town. Shmuel did not want to pass it against him. But to threaten the unscrupulous price gouging pot sellers, he could threaten them it was an apostle like himself, even in Rav's town. I hope that the threat worked, and they brought the price down to a normal price. The mother tells what happened, but I assume that it was more successful in his attempt. Fine. Ha'utanura de tochu be tichya. Rashi. Shuman nostaba be karkiso venosin tam belechem. They put some meat, gravy, schmaltz, fat on the bottom of the oven. Asa rababar ahiloy lemechla lerifta afila memilcha. What does that mean? Leola. You can never use this. This is fleshy bread. You can never use it. Why? Dilma asa lemechla bekutcha. You made it with milchiks. So fleshy bread is also even by itself. So to his milchik bread. Any bread we're afraid you're going to use it with the opposite kind by mistake. They acid it completely, totally and completely. Finished. Nothing to do with us. What did it do with us? We're not learning that sugya now. Says the Gemara, Meisve, Ein Loshin Esa'isa B'cholov. Oh, the opposite case. Milk of the bread should not be made. V'imlosh kol ha'pasa sur me'hergol ha'vera. Because next thing you know, you're going to use it with meatball, with hamburgers, or with frankfurt. I had a case, Rabose, halacha lemaase, in real life. Rabose, in real life, people bought these hamburger rolls and had an OUD, or some other D, something or other on it. It said D on it. And they were about to use it at a public function with hamburgers, to make hamburger rolls with hamburger sandwich. I kid you not. It was about to happen. The last second, the last second, they saved, someone picked up, opened his eyes and saved the day. Here's my biggest question. How did the OU put its stamp on the bread? How can I say OUD? It's against the Gemara. It's OUT for Trev. What OUD? I'll take great D L T. OU Trev. Before Shigamara. Yes.
So the OUD on the package is considered a simon.
So some want to say the package is considered a simon. Well, the truth is, at the end of the day, the package would save the day. But the problem, if it becomes the poskim, will say the simon has to be in the bread itself. A package is too little and too late. What do you mean too little? Too little means it's not on the bread itself. And too late, you already baked the bread before you put it in the package. It became nasin avela, the apostle. It became treif. You can't kasher by putting a package on the outside. It has to be kasher from the time it's baked. Yes, sir. No problem. Obviously, pizza dough is no problem if it's made from milk, because everyone knows pizza is milchix. We got a cheesecake. Is cheesecake a problem if the dough is made from cheese? No! It's cheesecake. No one's going to make a mistake about cheesecake. There are certain briskers. I kid you not. There are certain briskers will not eat cheesecake. They probably won't eat pizza if it's made from a milk. They hold it, applies in all cases. They won't even eat entomans. How they survive, Rabbi Sai. They survive. They say that it applies even to all, whatever has a shame, pass, even to pass kissing. We don't pass in that way. Only if it's a bread which is used for a meal. Because you may use it in flesh. So what was all you doing there in the first place? That's a good question.
Is it dairy equipment?
That would be one answer. Dairy equipment. So it's not really dairy. However, I believe if the OU is Makel, because they claim that these there's no milk, you'll never find milk with bread OUD. You won't find it. You'll never find that.
Wonder bread
is OUD?
No, it's not OU.
It's a different Ashkafa D, maybe. Maybe the Ashkafa we're not so happy with, perhaps. But I don't think you'll find milk with bread on a reliable Ashkafa B'zman HaZeh, to my knowledge.
Muffins,
right. English muffins and these kind of rolls. They claim it's a specialized shape and you're not going to use it for flashings. What? It says on its package, hamburger rolls, Frankfurt. No, you would never use it for flashings. No, it's a specialized shape. What are you kidding me? Here's the answer. I believe, I think it's a real answer. It's a matter of dispute, of significant dispute. I believe that the OU is working with the Mahalach, which can be found in Yoyor Adeya, in Simen Tzadi Zayin. If you look on the side, Simen Tzadi Zayin, Sif Aleph, that's where it's found.
There are poskim who say the Nachlas Tzvi. It's printed right there on the Oradea. It's class, regular standard Oradea, which is as follows: as long as the amount of milk in the bread is bottle b'shishin, it's okay. Because worst case scenario, you take this bread and you mamish put a hamburger, and not only that, make it worse. You'll take the hamburger with the bread and put it in your microwave and you heat up the whole thing. It's now making some kind of sandwich where your mamish are cooking up the hamburger mamish in the milk hamburger roll. It's still mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the amount of milk in the hamburger roll is butter b'shish. Shangot. Mutter. We're not going to tell people they should do that. We assume that you'll have enough brains to look at it and say, oh, you did, you're not going to use it for meat. But in case you didn't, so what? Miku didn't smutter anyway. If you look carefully in the Nachlas Tzvi in the Ordea Simen Tzani Zayin, he's arguing with a very great man called the Tzemach Tzedek, who says, no, maybe probably bitlis l'chadchil, things of this nature, which we're going to get to a momentarily. But this is a big dispute. I believe the OU is relying on the more lenient views, maybe in combination with their wishful thinking that some kind of a special shape which would not somehow not occasion the original Isser of our Gemara. Yes?
Even if a person doesn't cook it, this seems to be a strange Isser because it's a gezeirah l'gezeirah. It's a gezeirah that the person might come to eat it with fleishigs, and even in such a case, they're not cooking it, so wouldn't it only be derabbanan or a lesser level iser?
Perhaps. Kach gazru, they made exer. Okay, this is our relief. This has nothing to do with our sugya. If you want to see more details, the sugya later on, Daf Lamed Vav tells you it's a small amount or a different shape. Rebbe Osai, I'm still not a fan of any of these milchika products, but if it's batel b'shishin, then there's certainly grounds to be lenient to eat it with milchiks or by itself. Turn the page, please, Rebbe Osai. We're turning now to Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Lamed Amud Beis. You know, the truth is, wait a minute. No, take that back. Let's stick the Lamed on Alf. Va'afilu b'milcha. You can't even have in plain salt. Fructosis. The Amud Beketzat Solin. The Kamon Amud Beis. Pash afoyim atzli b'tanur. Osu la'ochlo b'kutach. Wait a minute. It says in the Gemara, if you have a piece of bread which you baked in an oven and with also some meat baking in the oven at the same time, you may not use that bread with milk. Don't butter that bread. What's the implication? Plain salt is okay. Why? I thought milk bread is treif. No. Hosam lo asira elamitam reach. The leka isa kuleya. There it's only a matter of reach, Rabbi Osai, and reach is leka isa kuleya. Can I ask your attention for a minute? What does it mean, not so usur? It's a little bit usur? It's a little bit pregnant? What does it mean? It's not so usur. It's a little bit usur. What does it mean? Either it's usur or it's not usur. What is going on over here? Rabbi Osai, how'd you let him shot? Either it's us or it's mukta. What's the, it's not so us? What does that mean? What does that mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? So Rabbi said, let's take a look on the Fayyad Rabbi Midbase. Take a look at the Gemara. Take a look, please. Tosis quotes. Did anybody look up the Gemara? Did even one person in this room? It's not even another Masechta. You gotta turn a few pages.
Yeah.
You looked it up? Baruch Hashem. So what did it say there? My rabbi taught us, so never trust us. So let's look it up. Look it up. See what it says. So over here, there's an entire sugi, Rabbi Osai, entitled Recha Milsa or Recha Lav Milsa. A major dispute here in the sugi. Whether Recha Milsa or Recha Lav Milsa. Very, very important dispute. If you take a look over here,
on the fifth line of Ayin Hamam and Beis, what the Gemara says, Recha bi'almahu v'recha lav milsahi. This is Levi's opinion. This is Levi's opinion. Rav disagrees. Machrokas Rav and Levi, whether Recha milsa or Recha lav milsa. Okay? Now the very last line, or next to the last line before the Mishnah, on the same Amud, Ayin Hamam and Beis, where the small hay is, Pas shafoyim tzali betanur also la ochla bekutcha. If you have a bread which was baked in an oven where there was meat baking at the same time, you may not eat it with bread, with butter. What does this imply, Rabbi Osai? What does it imply? Huh? Recha milsa, what do you think? Anybody with me? Anybody? Recha milsa, right? Obviously. Recha milsa. So Rabbi Osai, this is a matter of major dispute. I'm just giving you a brief synopsis. If you don't mind turning to, if you have my Gemara, my new Gemaras, I'll tell you what page it's on. It's enough Ayin Vav, you know, Ayin Vav in the Gemara, where there is no Rif. The Rif skipped four Prakim. The Rif skipped Perek, not five Prakim. The Rif and Psachim, their 10 Prakim only exist in the first four and the last. The other song about Tom and Nishla, about Kachim. They don't have Kachim nowadays. Nonetheless, here you have a Balamor and a Ramban are fighting it out of in an hour print that occupies Rabbi Osai 1, 2, 3, 3.5 pages, just Ramban and Balamor, nobody else. A little rivet. But there's no riff about these prokim. So here in our edition on page Nundalar and Hay. I think it's Pei Yud Ches in the old editions. So there's a whole fight about a riff. It's not even here. The riff is in Chulin. The riff is in Chulin. What does the riff say in Chulin? The Ralamar quoted verbatim. Page Nun Hei on top of the page. V'ariv, Posak, Imperigir Anosha. I think the printer put it. I don't know if the Ralamar put it or the printer put it. He has the entire riff verbatim from Zel Lashona till the Atkal Lashona, a whole long column. What did he actually say there? He'll be paskin like Levi. Recha lav milsa. Finished. Recha lav milsa. So the question becomes, why then is it paskin that you should not take the bread and eat it, which is made in the same oven, have it with milk? The last line of column 1. Lav kirav asara bilchud. El afilu kelevi. Asri lemechlinu bekutach. Even Levi holds Recha lav milsa, you still should not have it with butter. My timer. Keva nisharu lemechlinu belo kutcha. It's mutter to eat it without butter. It's not included in what we call quote fleshic bread. Ishari lemechlinu bekutcha. If you let you have it with butter, ishtaka keman nisharu. It looks like you're allowing basar. Doing something wrong. Psashkuta b'hadi b'sar nevela, which is a prohibition. V'levi lo kashori ala diyeved. Toshet slo komar. Flotzol nechatchil. Levi never told you you can cook in your own oven at the same time. Some women do this today. They cook in their oven chicken or meat and their challahs for Shabbos. No. Levi never said you should do that. Well, maybe for Shabbos, you both have dealt with flesh. But if you have a little, he never said you can do that. He says, b'di'eved. B'di'eved. Not only that, thy pas shafo keva d'sharia b'l'chuda, since you can't eat this challah with salt, without butter, havelo k'davash yesh l'mativin afil b'leflo b'tel. Wow. Wow. So it's like reyach is like davash yesh l'mativin. Wow. Hai pas nami hochenu. Not Volomish in the Sri Lakarav, Ad Khan Lashon of the Rif. So the Ralph Moraes, Yeshlav Kushus Gedolos Mechazaka. So a long litany of questions, again, we're not going to go into in great detail. Just read one half line in the Ramban. The Ramban, Rabbo say right over here on the same page, the Ramban says that this din, he says, Yeshlav Matirin should not be taken literally. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't apply. We spoke about this when we learned the Sukkot Chavtes earlier. means it's just what we call in his language a chumra bi'alma. Okay, I'll be short for you. That's how I end up. Nun hey in our print, the bottom of the first column. The bottom of the first column. It's like this. Aval hareini kemos aval divrei Rabbeinu Zal. About 12, 15 lines up. Column 1. It says, also the ochle b'kutach v'adegzera d'rabbonani l'chadchila shub d'ika tarov is tamen v'nire k'ochle b'osa b'chol. Chas v'sho. It's not really osir. It's only nire k'os. Now getting back to our toast. I know it's a little bit osir, a little bit pregnant. But the answer is yes. It's a little bit osir. It's nire k'os. Not really osir. We're passing reichel av milsa. Okay? Yeah, it looks like a tosa. It looks like a tosa. If a guy asks the question, we tell him, look, ain't mamish. Rechalav milsa. We find basa b'chol, there are more gzeres and shari surin. Lo bedile minei. Can't be on the same table together. Like chal, there's certain chumris. So to over here. Should be nirei koko basa b'cholav. Yeshet lepas lochlem abasa. Hey, material also the kuta. It's just nearer kisser. I just wanted to show it to you over here. It's nearer kisser. So this is the answer. I asked you a question before. What Tosis is talking about? A little bit also. What's the answer? Yes, a little bit also. Because rei chalav milsa. It's a little bit also. A little bit also. The only acid rabbi side to have it with milk, with butter. They never asked to have it with meat or plain. That's the answer, rabbi side. That's the answer. Very important to understand. Very important to understand. Okay. Now we come to a very, very, before we turn the page, the last tosfos on Aflama and Manal. Each tosfos has a whole sugi. I'm not repeating myself. Every tosfos has a new sugi. Let's go. Dilma osi lemitli mekutach. What were we afraid about? You're going to have a bread which is made. Again, Hutanura the talk of a tikhya asir ayla the mechle the rifta, afil be milcha, plain, olam, dilma also the mechle be kutcha, because you may have this quote fleshic bread with milchik. Fractoids, vitamin. Vilichle be kutach, have it with milchik, what's wrong? The no saint tam bar, no saint tam hu. Kidama of parakol abasa, what's the case in parakol abasa? Very important. Rabbos, if you don't look at now, you're not gonna chop it. You have to look inside the words of Tosfos. Very fundamental principles and glossary of terms. What does it say there? Dogim she'olu bikara muta la'ochlem b'kutach. What does that mean? You have fish. You heat it up in a fleshika dish. You may then put butter on it. Why is that true? No saint tam bar no saint tam. What does that mean? Listen to me carefully, please. The taste went from the meat into the plate. From the plate into the fish. That's not bar not. Two knots. Not no sintam. You with me? Not bar not is not some kind of somebody's son of somebody, I don't know, some they make jokes, guys don't know if they are there. They think not bar not is some kind of a Rebbe She'enig or something. He's him, the son of him. Not bar not means it's a twice removed taste. From the meat to the pot, excuse me, from the meat to the dish, from the dish to the fish. Ah, even rhymes. Meat to the dish, to the dish, to the fish. Like Dr. Seuss. So it's that's exactly what happened. And it's a dying heter. And this fish is heter gomer. At this point in time, it heter gomer. Once it's reduced to a not bar not, you let it put milk in it, butter in it, no problem. V'yesh loma. The Ka'amar also, Nami, says in the Gemara in Chulin, of Kufir Aleph, Snon shechatocho b'sakin osu la'ochlo b'kutach. If you have a radish, a very sharp vegetable, a sharp radish, it was cut with a knife, osu la'ochlo b'kutach. You may not use that radish, which was cut with a fleshic knife, with a milchik dish. U'pirish Rashi, Mishum churfa ditznon Balat fei midogim roskim sha'ola bekara. What does that mean? Rashi says, if you have a sharp item, the sharp item pulls out of the knife, Rabosai, more taste than you would get from fish which are olu bikara. I want to say again, which are placed, hot fish which are placed on a dish. When you place fish on a dish, not that much comes out. When you cut radish, I think that's the wrong, radish with a knife, more comes out of the knife because it's too sharp. What is Tosfos proving from here? That there can be different levels of exuding taste, of taste coming out of a particular kli, depending on particular circumstances. If it's sharp, more comes out. If it's just hot, and you're putting it there to reheat, less comes out, says Tosfos Chiddush. Well, if he's there, dogim shen is bashlu b'kdeiro, not olo. What does olo mean? Olo means you put it there to warm up. It's bashlu, you're cooking it there for a long time with water. Also lo ochlo b'kutach. Why? Da'idei bishul bali yosem midai. The amount that comes out when you cook the fish in a flay sugar pot, perhaps it's comparable to the amount of flesh that comes out when you slice a radish with a fleshik knife. What about our sugya? V'chein nami hocha, and our sugya micho matanur bali tfei. Even in our Gemara, which is not discussing cooking means you're cooking in water. In our case, there is no water, it's baking, it's in a tanur. Here too, it's bali tfei. Why? How is it different than olu? Olu means you have pre-cooked food, pre-cooked rabosai fish, pre-cooked, it's cooked in a disposable tin. And you take the hot fish and you place it, olu, on a fleishiga dish. It's only placed there. So then you can put butter on that fish. But what will happen if you either cook the fish in a fleishiga pot or if you bake it in a fleishiga oven? It absorbs more. If it absorbs more, it cannot be eaten together with milk. So says Tosfos. We understand very well now. Good. Ula pirish achir, shapirish akunt with sham. Sham is in chul. It's known also for a different reason. Not because it's sharp. Rather what? Fisha pa'omim shasham nunis karashalasakin vienonikar v'ika b'tznon tam basa. Mamsh. What are you afraid about? No, there was a place around here we used to call it in the old years the greasy spoon. They still call it that? No. For decades there was a eatery which was called the greasy spoon. So even if the spoons are not greasy, the knives are harder to clean. The greasy knife, the Tosa store called the greasy knife. I should say Rashi's other pshat. The greasy knife. The reason why. You may not, why the radish that's being cut with a knife of fleishiks cannot be eaten with milk is not because of some sharp food taking things out. No, grease. There's grease in the knife. Frektos Akasha, that's the reason over there. What about our sugya? Kosha, last line of Tosis. Hocha, kemeshin iskanea hatana yofa, husak, pamacheres, amayosa filochla bakuta. Here it doesn't apply. There's no grease over here. It was wiped clean. Was even heated up. This is not. Yeshlomar, the Shuman Shalacheresh in the Yochel Kaneach Yofer Rabosai. It's hard to clean a greasy knife. It's hard to clean the floor of a greasy oven. Who's ever tried it here? Who's ever tried cleaning the floor of a greasy oven or a greasy knife? Who succeeded? You guys are good.
You need really heavy chemicals.
Heavy chemicals. Heavy chemicals? How'd you do it? Heavy chemicals? Hello? Yeah. I guess they didn't have heavy chemicals in those days. They just couldn't get it out. There was still some grease left over. Rabosai, the second pshat. So two pshatim over here. Two pshat. Which of these two pshat do we pass in like halacha l'maaseh, Rabosai? Yeah, I don't want to hold you a day over here. Tosfos said over here, he thinks that if it's cooked, it should be aser. And even if it's only baked, where there's no liquid, it might also be awesome. in Shulchan Aruch is gepaskin against both lines of Tosfos. We pass the Mikra Adin that not for that applies not only if it's Alu, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, even if it's Nitzlu or Nefu, even if it's Nisbashlu. Simen Tzadi Hei, Sif Beis, with the Shach, Sif Koton, Dalet. But he quotes the Marashal who disagrees. The Marashal says that it's also B'diyeh. So we pass on the Chatchila, we should worry about these Shitas. The Chatchila, we should worry if it's Nisbashlu or Nitzla. B'diyeh, but it's good in both. The Marashal went ahead and said he thinks that Tzli is worse than Bishul. That Tzli is worse also even by the Yemen against our Tosis. Our Tosis seems to say that Bishul is worse than Tzli because there's so much water there. But the Marashal says, no, Tzli is worse. It's a direct hit. There's no intervening water. I can see both ways. He wants to ask even by the Yemen. So suggests the Shachat Simen Sadi Hey, Sivkoton Dalet. Sivkoton Dalet. Fine. Halacha l'maisa, which pshat of Rashi we pass? Right? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, like the first pshat that's quoted here in Tosfos, that there's no heter of not bar not by a dava charif. No heter. So we pass in dava charif. There's no heter. Sli and Bishul b'di'eved. There is a heter. There is a heter. Okay, fine. Some claim even by dava charif there's no problem. They passed like the other day, and Rashi never brings up too much. I'm giving you a your day in 5 minutes. Okay, just giving you some of the Maamar Komos. You can look up Tzadi Hayes and Beis in the Shachs of Cotton Dal, the Shachs of Cotton Zion. Talks about our day. Now I'm also at long last, the last few minutes of this year, I want to discuss what's going to be the hardest Inyan. Until now, I think we did pretty well because we put things in small boxes. Put even hard things in small boxes, you can chew them up one at a time and figure each. Any questions so far before we get to the hard stuff? Got it so far? Understand? Yes.
So if a person's oven is not dirty and not greasy, then you don't need to kasher it because it's not barnat.
Then you could what?
Then you don't need to kasher it because it's not barnat. There's no mamash with sabister. It's just
whoa. Slowly. If you want to use your oven, what do you mean? You put meat directly on the floor of the oven?
No, it's in a, everything was in a pan, and there's no mamashus of.
So you have a difference. You have a different question. Should be a par of an oven? You just learn reichel av milsa. Uh-huh. Make it right there. Strictly speaking, reichel av milsa. Who knows how to? Who knows why it's not correct directly potentially? Why not?
Zeya.
Reichel means a smell. Zeya means steam. Is there steam in our ovens or is there no steam in our ovens? Who's ever looked inside the oven? Have a glass door? Who in this room ever peeked inside the oven of your glass before? Who in this room has a glass door in your oven? Who's ever peeked inside? Who's ever seen steam? Yeah, what was cooking in?
Something liquid.
Liquid. What was cooking in yours? Liquid. What was cooking in yours? No. You are working with an establishment. There's going to be a major fight we're going to have. Big time fight. You're working with an assumption that the only time there's going to be steam of significance is if it's liquid. Liquid. Liquids generate steam. It makes perfect sense scientifically. Liquids generate steam. Solids, when cooked in normal ovens, as opposed to what? Microwaves. Microwaves, you know how they work? What do?
They attack the
liquid in that solid food. So there's much more steam in the microwave than in anything else. Well, that's for sure. We'll get to that microwave later. Okay, we'll talk about it later. But a regular oven, if it's solid, there's not going to be too much steam. So you end up maybe in a chanami. There's no steam, it's solid. It's going to be all a matter of recha. And recha, mikudin is av milsa. So what I would tell you is as follows. You want to take your oven that you're cooking only solids in it, no liquids for argument. Most of them cook liquids on top of the stove. In the oven, they only cook solids, let's say. So you would have to wait till the smell of the fleshik subsides. You know, avoid recha. And once the smell of fleshik subsides, as long as you're only talking about solids, you can put cake, it's going to remain parva. You can even put pizza, it'll remain kosher. Make it right there. As long as you're using solids. Sounds like a radical reform psak.
Can you use it on Pesach?
Oh, Pesach. Yeah. Don't test me, please. Don't push me too far. about Pesach. We'll discuss Pesach. How do you cash your own for Pesach? That's part of our discussion. That's part of our discussion. We're both saying we're ready to turn the yom. Kayotze, though. Okay? We're now starting the very difficult piece here. Hang in, guys. We're going to go slowly. We're not going to make any rush. We're going to go very, very slowly. And feel free to raise your hand anytime to ask a question. Anytime. Ein toshin esatanur ba'alyo. What's toshin Rashi? Loshin toch. You don't smear the oil, the oven with grease. V'im tosh kol ha'paskula asura. The entire bread is going to be osur, right? Flesh bread is treif. Achi yasik es hatana. Until what do you do? Who wants to translate the word yasik? Hasakamer chazit. What's yasik mean?
Burn the whole thing.
Yeah, you heat it, right? You heat the tana. You put it on high, right? Says the Gemara. Hahusak hatana miyashari. Shufta the Rabba Bar Eloi. Shufta. What does that mean? What did Rabbi Eloi say? Eloi said, he asked it, Li'olam. Rashi said, I feel the chazam of Husak. What do you mean? You can kasher it. Frank the Gemara, here's the bombshell kash. Ooh, Omer Rashi. V'chimeyachad, he told the Rabbi Bar Eloi, Amai ka'omar Rav, Kideros v'pesam yishaveru. Why yishaveru? Just to hesed v'tanur. It'll become kosherized. Rashi. Mishamin in the top line. Dehesik mo'ol glikli cheres. Sekideros v'pesach amai yishaveru yasikem v'yislavnu. Why break him? Put it to the oven. You know, heat him up in fire. They'll have libun. What does libun mean? Literally libun means whitening, which means we call kashering with fire. Great kash. Amalei, hosam b'tanu shal matris, hocha b'kdeiru shal cheres. The only time, Rashi, Amalei, rab mukim lo lahot katani yad yusek l'mashah ha susak shari, b'tanu shal matris, avu shal cheres, hatora he'ida olav, she'en a yotze midei dofio liolav. What an expressive, almost literary phrase in Rashi. You think Rashi, who thinks Rashi made this up? This line. Who knows where Rashi got this line from? The very next block, piece of Gemara. The very next piece of Gemara. With the Gemara about the halfway, about three quarters down the narrow lines, with a small gimel of the Bachis. V'hatorah he'idah klicheres, she'ne yotze mide dofio lo. What does dofio mean? What's dofi?
The walls of the clay.
That's dof no. Do you have the gifts of dof no? What is dofio? Dibarnu dofi. What does dofi mean?
Slander,
okay. Okay. It means bad. I mean, that's a kind of dofi, the bad won't come out. The two different gears. Dofno or dofio. Dofno means kind of going out of the walls. Mm-hmm. And dofio means it's bad. It's badness, if I use that expression. Which means the treif will not come out. So far, both sides, we're coming at this point in time. Kli cheres have no ability to be kashered. Can't do it. You can do Hagolah and get out most of it, but the Ramban said in all of our cases, it's not going to work. Fine. You're going to put it into fire, it still won't come out. There'll still be something left. Second answer. Yiboy seima ha b'ha b'shal cheres. Zeh seken mi b'fnim, zeh seken mi b'chutz. What does that mean? It all depends if it's going to be heated up on the inside or on the outside. Inside works, outside does not work. Frank the Gemara, so what? Even if it's normally heated up from the outside, let me make a sucker from the inside. No, won't work. Why? Chazal say, don't kasher, listen to me, don't kasher your earthenware even by putting the heat on the inside, which is going to be functional, it's going to work, lest you have pity, mercy, you're scared, it's going to break in the heat, and you won't do a good job, so you can't do it. Rashi, Chayis alayim, Visharis te'adei hefsek pnim, more hetera v'samit ahesek libachus. If you allow it to be done when it's got heated from the inside, next thing you know, out of fright, they rely upon the hesek from the outside, which is unreliable. Yes.
So, but fundamentally, you could kosher the kli charis.
You could, but Chazal said you don't you dare.
But doesn't the Torah say in the Parsha Pinchas that you can't?
Where does the Torah say that?
By the Mohammed's Midian.
Where? No mention, to my knowledge, of Cheres is made explicitly in that parasha, to my knowledge. Either direction. Play me a different kasha. Who has me a different kasha? A different pasuk which says, supposedly says, you can't kasher it. Vayikra. What does it say in Vayikra? Yishomer. To break it. Why break it? Just kasher it. Now that's a kasha. You should have asked more. That's a kasha. Tosa talks about that. We'll see some. We'll see some. Fine. So says the Gemara. Where's that other Gemara? The small gimel of the back. Again, one more time. Hatorah idach licheresh and yotzvi ledofil yol. How everything going to fit together is a big problem. Read the Tosa's Hatorah. Hatorah idach. We have a few more minutes. Hatorah Heida, please look inside. Al Ticheresh and Yotzim de Dofio Leola. Tichsid by Yishaver. Oh, the rise Yishaver. Right? So nothing works, it's a break. Vim Tomar. Tapek lay the Chazin lay the Medaisi, it leaks. Behind the Achara Gola, the Lifna Gola, Sharkel and Amin Medaisi. Why are we quoting Eidus of the Torah? Just quote Eidus of Realia. Be Shlomo, no. To the Ola Mari Kodem Agol. That Gemara was talking about before Agol. As Rashi explains in Avodah Zarah. The Medaisi B'chutz, leaks on the outside. The Kerem, the Medaisi B'chutz, Bali Tfei. You see that it, in fact, absorbs a lot. Here is our final point for today. V'yim Toma. Fellow Yotzei Midei Dofio, they keep Shonos. To Bezvachim, Da Sadivav, it says, V'la Advinu, they keep Shonos. Why must you break the kelim in the mikdash and put them into the kiln? I use the word kiln. Is that the right word to use? A smelting oven or kiln is a better word for cheres. KILN. Who's ever seen a kiln here? Really? Where'd you see a kiln?
When I was a kid, I went to one of the Johnson Crosses.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, pottery place. There you go. Okay. Harry Potter. Some of the other, all the potters in this room. Have you all seen kilns? Now, by side, you have a very intelligent and very background group in this room. You've seen all kinds of pottery. Wow. Toro pottery. So you've seen these kilns. How hot do they get, these kilns? Over 1,000 degrees. Wow.
1,200 degrees Celsius.
1,200 Celsius?
I think like
1,800. 1,200 Celsius. Woo! Celsius.
Celsius?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What is... I can't do... I have to get my fingers. How much... What's 1,200 Celsius? 1,800 degrees? Something like that? Do the math.
I think it's around
1,800. 2,000 degrees. Man, stay away. 2,000 degrees. That's... Yeah.
Apparently you can make one if you have like an oil drum and a heat source. You can make your own kiln.
I'm not interested. I'm too scared. So the Gemara says, "My Mike, there's the present of Umeshani, you know why not? Fishein Osin Kivshonos Yerushalayim. You don't make kilns in Yerushalayim. That's a pollution problem. Rabosai, here's the first zoning, what do you call it, environmental protection agency. It was in Yerushalayim, not New York. Yerushalayim, it said no Kivshonos. It's going to destroy the beauty of the city. The tourists will stop coming. Oh, there we go. That's not tourists to make money. They have to be a beautiful city, the whole Kodesh Baruch Hu city. Fred says Tosus. Hoyesh Kivshonos, Shori Bechazarol Kivshonos. You see, Klar, that if you put it back into a Kivshon, it works. Bechel Liel Omar, Kedera lo dilma chayas ala halav achi shari kederas basik mi bifnim v'chenami mali gur mishap redami fret tosis. What are you telling me? The Torah says edus that the isur will never come out. Are three rayas fakert. Three, one, two, three. That if you put enough heat onto a klicheres, the treif will come out. So what are you telling me it's not going to come out for? This is a bombshell kasha. Unfortunately, we have no time to see the answer. The end of Tosis is critical. The Marsha, as you see, is critical. There are a number of other sources, including a Magen Avraham, that can add to your source sheet. Simen Tuf Nun Aleph Sif Katan Dalit. Because this Tosis here has a parallel in the Tosis Shatz. Rashba is the Shatz. Look there, please. Look at the Tosis of Rush. We quote still the Shatz and disagrees. And look in the Tosis in Zvachim on Daf Tzadi Vav and in Avodah Zarah Daf Lama Dalit. If you look at all those sources, you get nice and confused. The Bach in Avodah Zarah's Pshat and the Hagos of Bach. And then tomorrow, I'm trying to make sense of this entire important.
Everything was Nicholas.
Thank you. Thank you.